Yeah. So if, say, our material ambitions or aspirations are stronger than our spiritual intention, then what can we do? It depends on what kind of material aspiration it is. See, some desires can be worked away by the practice of bhakti. Some desires can be worked with in the practice of bhakti. And some desires can be worked for in the practice of bhakti. Means worked away means, because they are anti-devotional, then we just, by the practice of bhakti, we get rid of them. We work them away. They are there, but we reject them. Worked with means, you know, they are okay. They are fine. It is not any. But worked for means, you know, it can be directly spiritualized. So, somebody had a desire to build a big building, or somebody had a desire to write a book. They use that in Krishna's service. So, somebody has, see, it's like, I would say basically desires can be anti-devotional, non-devotional and pro-devotional. So depending on which desire it is, anti-devotional, it's difficult to do anything, we just have to work them away. But other desires, they can be worked with, and the whole point of, you know, Varanashram is actually to work with and work for. So if somebody is intellectual, they're told you can work intellectually. Somebody is a manager, yeah, whatever. Somebody is a business person. So, broadly speaking, you know, our desires can be classified into three levels. One are, or the same thing, but the desires which are like kama, krodha, lobha, moha, they are vasana. The desires which come from our nature, which is the vritti, the brahminical, kshatriya. And then the desires are purely spiritual, to serve Krishna. So those spiritual desires are at our stage very less. But it is a vritti which we can dovetail in Krishna's service. So it depends on which kind of desire it is. We'll have to decide whether how to deal with it. It's not that we have to get rid of every desire. And we have to learn how to manage the desire appropriately. So it's impossible to wish it away. It's impossible to wish it away. It is there. It's just that how we deal with it. So depending on how strong it is, depending on how it is going to affect us. So sometimes some devotees may feel inspired to serve in a particular way. It may be a long cut. Somebody wants to become a musician. They want to learn this, and then they want to practice music. Well, the amount of time they spend in learning music may not be directly bhakti. But ultimately, they can use it for bhakti. The music is relatively easy to understand. But what about, say, somebody who is wanting to say study academics and then teach, then share Krishna consciousness with that. That will require a long time. But if that's what they want to do, that's what they can do. So we all have to find out how strong the desire is, what our inspiration is. And then this is something which has to be individually worked out. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna.